First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving me this opportunity to be here, to meet up with our brothers and sisters here in Irvine Church.
首先我感谢我们的神，今天让我有这个机会来到这里跟我们俄湾的弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
I believe this is the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ for me.
这真是神给我一个莫大的恩典。
Tonight I'm going to share with you the topic on what God has prepared or provided for us.
今天晚上想跟大家一同分享的题目是神为我们所预备的是什么？
We know that the God whom we believe in is a God of providence.
我们知道我们的神 是供养的神。
He has prepared everything that we need in life.
他 给我们每天所需要的所有的一切。
Not only that, He has also prepared a heavenly home for all of us.
不仅如此，他还为我们在天上准备了美好的家乡。
So when we read the scriptures,
所以当我们读圣经,
The Bible also tells us that He has prepared us to be transformed into a spiritual body.
他也为我们准备将我们 变化成为一个属灵的新人，属灵的身体。
So that we can eventually inherit the kingdom of God.
所以我们可以来将来回到天国的继承天国的产业。
That's why He has given us the Holy Spirit.
所以他给我们圣灵。
And also in the book of Hebrews,
并且在希伯来书,
We find that He has prepared a city for all the saints.
他也为所有的圣徒准备一座城。
This city is the heavenly home.
这个城就是我们的天上的家。
So before we go back to our heavenly kingdom,
所以我们回到天家之前,
We find that in this life, God has also prepared much for us.
我们也知道神在我们的人生也准备了很多一切一切的。
Spiritually speaking, He has prepared everything that we need.
在属灵上，他为我们准备了我们所需要的一切。
Today we are going to look at a few points from the scriptures for mutual encouragement.
今天晚上我们想从圣经里面看几点来做我们互相的勉励。
We know that to go back to heavenly kingdom, we need to be preserved by God.
我们知道要回到天家，我们必须要在天父里面。
To be preserved by God.
要我们要在神的保守当中。
We can turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 61.
我们请看诗篇61篇。
The book of Psalms, 61.
诗篇61篇。
We read verse 7.
第七节。
The book of Psalms, chapter 61. Verse 7. He shall abide before God forever. All prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him.
他必永远坐在神面前，愿你预备慈爱和诚实保佑他。
Here it talks about the preparation of mercy and truth, so that this believer of God can be preserved.
这里他提到神为我们预备慈爱和诚实来保佑我们。
When we think about mercy and truth,
当我们提到慈爱与诚实,
in the English version is truth, 真理。
在, 英文圣经里面是说慈爱与真理。
We find that this mercy and truth are inseparable, cannot be separated.
我们知道慈爱与真理是不可分开的。
If we think about God's mercy,
我们如果 想到神的慈爱,
Today, where can we find His mercy?
我们在哪里可以找到神的慈爱呢?
We know that we have been saved by grace.
我们知道我们在他的, 在他恩典中, 被他拯救。
In the understanding of Paul, this is the mercy of God.
在, 保罗, 说, 这就是神的慈爱。
We can turn to Titus.
我们请看提多书。
Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章,
We read verse 5.
第三章第五节,
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章五节,
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
How are we saved?
我们是怎么得救？
That is according to His mercy.
是照着他的怜悯。
His mercy is shown in the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Spirit.
他的怜悯就展示在他重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Today we have received the mercy of God already.
今天我们已经得到了神的怜悯。
How do we know that this is the mercy of God?
我们怎么知道这是神的怜悯？
That is by the truth that we believe in.
就是借着我们所相信的真理。
So we find that a person is preserved by the mercy and truth of God.
所以我们看到一个人是蒙神的慈爱与真理来保佑他。
We have been saved by the mercy of God.
我们被神的慈爱 所拯救。
Because we follow the truth.
因为我们遵从真理。
So when we turn back to Psalm 61,
所以我们翻回诗篇61篇。
It is like a prayer or request from the psalmist.
就好像作诗的人向神的祷告。 向神的祈求,
That God may prepare mercy and truth so that He can be preserved.
求神预备慈爱与真理, 他就可以被神来保佑。
Today we know that we have been ushered into the body of Christ.
所以我们今天已经, 被神所, 拯救成为身体的一部分。
We live in the grace of God.
我们在神的恩典中, 存活。
We find that we actually need the constant preservation of the mercy and truth of God.
我们发现我们需要神的慈爱与真理时时刻刻的来保护我们。
We can turn to the book of Proverbs.
请看, 箴言,
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章,
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章,
We read verse 3.
第三章第三节,
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3.
箴言三章三节,
Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart.
不可使诚实, 慈爱诚实离开你, 要系在你的颈项上, 刻在你的心板上。
My version says mercy and truth.
这里再一次是提到慈爱与真理。
Now if you read chapter 3 carefully,
如果我们仔细地研读第三章,
Here we find that the father in this chapter is giving some direction to his son.
我们发现这个父亲在第三章里面给他儿子一些训诲。
He gave a command to his son.
也给他一些, 律律与法则,
So that he can actually keep the commands of the father.
所以他可以遵守他父亲给他的,
We see that the commands of the Father actually is the mercy and the truth.
能遵守他父亲给他的诫命，就是实际上就是父亲的慈爱与真理。
So when a person keeps the commands of the Lord,
所以一个人能够遵行真理,
he keeps himself in the mercy and the truth of the Lord.
他就将他自己, 在神的慈爱与真理当中保佑他。
That's why the father here said to the son,
所以这里父亲告诉儿子,
Mercy and truth must not be forsaken.
慈爱与真理不可以离开你。
They must be tied around their neck, 要, his neck.
要系在你的颈项上。
They must be written on his heart.
要刻在你的心板上。
So if we think about this mercy and truth,
所以我们, 想到慈爱与真理,
We have been saved already.
我们就被神所拯救了。
The fact that we are saved because we follow the truth.
我们今天被神拯救，因为我们遵循他的真理。
So we cannot digress from the truth that we have accepted.
所以我们不要再, 离开我们所相信的这个真道。
We turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
请看, 箴言14章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言14章。
We read verse 22.
请, 14章22节,
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 22.
箴言14章23节,
22,
22节,
Do they not go astray who devise evil, but mercy and truth belongs to those who devise good?
摩尔的岂非走入迷途吗? 摩善的必得慈爱与诚实。
Mercy and truth.
这里再一次的提到慈爱与真理。
So we find that our character has a lot to do with this preservation of the mercy and truth.
所以我们发现我们, 的人格也跟慈爱与真理息息相关。
We may be saved by the grace of God.
我们或许在神的怜悯下得蒙救赎。
Sometimes we see that some of our brothers and sisters might have lost this mercy of God.
但是有时候我们看到我们弟兄姐妹他失去了神的慈爱与他的真理。
Why? Because they do not conduct their life in propriety, in the light of the scriptures.
因为他们并没有将生命在遵照神的真理而行。
That's why they lost the mercy of God.
这样他们就失去了神的慈爱。
So we must always build up our character.
所以我们要时常的来在圣灵里面更新。
We must demand ourselves to be good Christians.
要将我们情欲致使要成为一个好的基督徒。
Today we have been given the truth and the spirit from God.
今天我们神已经赐给我们真理与圣灵。
We have been given enough power to cultivate ourselves.
我们神已经赐给我们力量，让我们来在属灵上渐渐成长。
So on our part, we must always conduct ourselves, our life, according to the scriptures.
所以我们要在慈爱与诚实当中来完成我们得救的功夫。
We can also turn to Psalms chapter 25.
我们请看箴言二十五篇。
Psalms 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalms 25, we read verse 10.
诗篇二十五篇第十节。
Verse 10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth.To such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.
凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，主神都以慈爱真理待他。
Here it talks about the path of the Lord.
这里提到了神的法度。
法度 ，OK. In verse 4, the writer asked the Lord to teach him God's path.
这里第四节诗篇的作者求神指示他的道路。
And in verse 10 it says, All the path of the Lord are mercy and truth.
凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，神都以慈爱真理待他。
How can we have this mercy and truth of God?
我们如何得到神的慈爱与真理？
The answer is very simple.
答案非常简单。
By keeping the covenant, or in our context, the truth of God, the word of God.
就是遵守神的话，就是遵守神的真理。
We know that to keep the word require to be taught.
我们知道要遵守真理之前必须要学习真理。
That's why the writer asked the Lord to teach him.
所以诗篇的作者求神来教导他。
When we read this psalm, we find that the writer was very humble.
我们读这本诗篇发现这个作者非常谦卑。
We find that if we have been a Christian for many years,
我们发现我们做基督徒或许已经很多年了。
To be taught by God or to be taught by others, is not something very simple.
但是我们发现被神来所教导，被人来教导，其实是一件并不是一件简单的事。
So when we read 25 verse 9,
所以我们从25篇第9节。
The humble he guides in justice and the humble he teaches his ways.
他必按公理公平引导谦卑的人，将他的道教训谦卑的人。
Only a humble person can be taught by God.
只有一个谦卑的人，神才能将道理教导他。
When he is taught by God, then he can walk on the path.
当他被教导之后，他能够走在主的道上。
In this way, he is preserved by the mercy and the truth of God.
这样他就被神的慈爱与真理所保佑。
We hope that all of us can be preserved by the mercy and the truth.
我们希望每一位都能够被神的慈爱与真理来保佑、保守。
If we look at the scriptures,
我们看圣经里面
there are many precious examples that we can learn from.
有许多可贵的例子让我们学习。
Like some of the ancient saints, how the Lord has prepared wonderful things for them.
像古代的圣徒，我们看出神为他准备了非常好的预备。
We are going to look at some examples.
我们要来看几个例子。
We turn to the book of Genesis.
请看创世纪。
The book of Genesis.
创世纪。
We read chapter 22.
创世纪二十三章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
We read verse 14.
二十二章十四节。
And Abraham called the name of the place the Lord will provide, As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
亚伯拉罕给那地方取名叫主必预备，直到今日人还说在主神的山上必有预备。
This chapter is about Abraham offering up his son Isaac.
这一章描写了亚伯拉罕将他的孩子以撒献祭给神。
After the Ishmael has been sent away.
当以斯玛利被送走之后,
and here the Lord said to Abraham,
这里神向亚伯拉罕说,
that he must offer up his son.
他必须将他孩子献上。
Now we think about this, yeah? When he was first called out from his own homeland,
我们回想当他第一次被神所呼召离开他的本族本家,
he had no children.
他并没有孩子。
And through Hagar, Ishmael was born.
经由夏甲, 他得到一个孩子以实玛利。
And later on, Isaac was born through Sarah.
后来, 经撒拉为他生了一个孩子,
we know that this Hagar and Ishmael were sent away.
这里我们也知道后来夏甲跟以实玛利被送走了。
And now God asked Abraham to offer up his son Isaac.
这里神要亚伯拉罕将他的孩子以撒献上。
It's like God asking him to go back to where he first came.
就好像神叫他回到他神当初呼召他的那个时候一样。
Where he had no children.
他这时候又回到了没有孩子的状态。
He had received children before.
他曾经有过孩子。
Now when we come to chapter 22,
但是我们读22章,
it's like God wanted to take back the child from him.
好像神又要将他的孩子拿回去。
This is a great test of faith.
这是信心极大的考验。
So when God said to Abraham,
所以神向亚伯拉罕说,
you need to offer up your son.
你必须将孩子献上。
So the Bible tells us that Abraham obeyed.
圣经告诉我们亚伯拉罕就遵从了。
So he went to the place where the Lord had told him to.
他就到了神所指示他的山上去。
So when he was about to slaughter his son,
当他正要拿刀 杀他孩子的时候,
God stopped him from doing so.
神阻止了他。
And God said to him that I know your faith.
神告诉他, 我知道你对我的信心。
And I know that you fear God.
我知道你敬畏神。
So when Abraham lifted up his eyes,
所以当亚伯拉罕举头一看,
he saw what God has prepared for him.
他就看到神为他所预备的。
So we see that Abraham was able to see what God has provided for him.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕他能够看到神为他所预备的。
Because he obeyed God to the end.
因为他, 一步一步不住地遵守神的话。
Today, in fact, God has prepared a lot of wonderful graces for us.
今天神真的是为我们准备了很多,
He wants to give all these graces to us. But on our part, we must obey.
但是我们必须要尽到我们, 听从神的本分。
So when we obey God, then all these graces will appear before us.
当我们遵从神, 这些神的恩典就会显现在我们的眼前。
We will be given the spiritual eyesight to see the promises and the grace of the Lord.
我们就能被圣灵所感动, 用灵眼看到神为我们所预备的,
Uh, we may have been Christian for many years.
我们或许已经信主多年了。
It seems that the longer we believe in Jesus,
就看起来我们信主越久,
The harder it becomes for us to see the grace of God.
有时候我们更难看到神的恩典。
Why is it so?
为什么?
Because we have lacked this obedience in our life.
因为我们在生活并没有完全的依靠神。
So if you look at the life of Abraham,
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕的一生,
God has prepared him to be the father of faith.
神, 要他成为信心之父。
Because he had passed through the test.
因为他经由神的试验。
That's why he became an example to many people.
他就成为众人的榜样。
Not only to many people,
不仅成为众人的榜样,
but most crucially to his own son.
更重要的是成为他儿子, 他孩子的榜样。
We can turn to chapter 26.
我们请看26章。
We turn to chapter 26.
请看26章。
Here the Lord appeared to Isaac.
这里神向以撒显现,
and began to speak to him.
他跟以撒讲话。
These words were spoken after Abraham had died, had passed away.
这时候亚伯拉罕已经去世了。
What did God say to Isaac?
神向以撒说什么?
We read We read verse 4 and verse 5.
我们请看第四节与第五节。
Chapter 26, verse 4 and verse 5.
创世纪26章第四节第五节。
And I will make your descendant multiply as the star of heaven. I will give to your descendants all this land, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Verse 5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my church, my commandments, my statutes, my laws.
第四节, 我要加增你的后裔, 像天上的星那么多, 又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔, 并且地上万国, 并因你的后裔得福, 第五节, 都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话, 遵守我的吩咐, 和我的命令, 律例, 法度。
Here God spoke to his son Isaac.
这时候神向亚伯拉罕的孩子以撒说话。
He told him how good his father was.
他告诉他, 你的父, 他的父亲有多么的好。
So we find that God has prepared Abraham to be an example to the son.
这时候我们看到神预备亚伯拉罕成为他孩子的榜样。
Because Abraham obeyed God.
因为亚伯拉罕听从神。
So obedience is very crucial in our faith.
所以顺从神是我们信心一项非常重要的功课。
Today if we do not obey the word of God,
今天我们没有听从神的话,
or if we do not obey God himself,
我们没有听从神,
then we cannot see the grace of the Lord.
那么我们就看不到神的恩典。
Though we might have heard about God's promises,
或许我们听过神对我们的应许,
we find that they will become very vague in our mind as time goes by.
但是在随着时间, 随着时间, 这些应许其实 变得非常空洞, 非常的模糊。
We can turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们请看希伯来书11章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书11章。
We read verse 8.
第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
希伯来书11章第8节。
By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterward received as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
第八节, 亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
Obviously, verse 8 here talks about the incident when he was first called out from his own homeland.
第八节明显的是记载亚伯拉罕被神首先呼召的时候,
But the writer of Hebrews here says that he obeyed.
希伯来书的作者描写亚伯拉罕就遵命。
He obeyed God.
他遵听从神的话。
We turn back to Genesis.
我们请看回创世纪。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪22章。
We read verse 18.
请看18节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 18.
创世纪22章18节。
In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
并且世上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Abraham began with obedience.
亚伯拉罕从, 遵命开始。
And he also concluded his life in obedience.
他的生命也以遵命来结束。
That's why when God said to his son Isaac,
所以当神告诉他孩子以撒的话,
He told him that your father obeyed all the things that I said to him.
告诉以撒说, 你的父亲亚伯拉罕遵从我一切向他所说的话。
That's why God has prepared so much for him.
这就因为如此, 所以神为亚伯拉罕准备的丰丰富富。
And he had received all the providence of the Lord.
并且他得到了神对他所说的一切应许。
Today we want the spiritual satisfaction.
今天我们属灵上的满足。
I think materially speaking, we are fine, we are okay.
我想我们在物质上其实过得还不错。
But what about our spiritual being?
但是我们的灵命是怎么样?
We need spiritual satisfaction.
我们需要得到灵命的满足。
Satisfaction comes from being obedient to God.
但是这个满足只有从 遵命顺服神才能得到。
So when we obey God,
所以当我们 顺服神听从神,
then we will see the providence of the Lord.
我们就可以得到神的赏赐。
Let's look at another example.
我们再请看另外一个例子。
We turn to Genesis again.
我们再看回创世纪。
Genesis, we read chapter 24.
请看24章。
Genesis chapter 24. I think many of us think that this chapter is about matchmaking.
很多, 我想很多人都, 觉得这章所谈的是,
matchmaking, you introduce someone to another.
是亚伯, 老仆人为他的, 小主人以撒, 找一个媳妇。
Here we can see the obedience of Isaac.
但是我们这里可以看到以撒他的顺服。
He did not question the work of the old servant.
他没有怀疑他老仆人所做的事。
He did not go against the will of his father, Abraham.
他没有违背他父亲亚伯拉罕的意思。
What did he gain in return?
但是他后来得到什么?
We read verse 67.
我们请看67节。
67. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。
There was a problem with Isaac at the time.
这时候, 以撒他遇到了一个问题。
After his mother passed away, he was very much upset and grieved.
当他母亲过世之后，他心里非常的难过，非常的忧郁。
He had bereaved for a long period of time.
他心里非常的难过，经过一段很长的时间。
It seems that he could not be comforted.
这时候他好像失去了他的自信。
Here we find it because of his obedience.
但是因为他的顺服。
And therefore, that problem was solved.
这个问题就解决了。
Here it says, when Rebekah came,
这里提到当利百加到了,
Isaac was comforted.
以撒就得了安慰。
And we find that this is a wonderful grace of God.
我们可以看到这是神极大的恩典。
I've been saying to myself, if he were to choose a wife for himself,
我告诉自己, 如果以撒他自己去找他,
I don't think he would ever be comforted by the wife whom he found himself.
他可能就没有办法从, 像从利百加一样能够得到安慰。
Because he obeyed the father.
但是因为他顺服神,
therefore he was comforted.
所以他心里可以得到,
this is a grace of God.
这就是神的恩典。
So today, if you want to receive what the Lord has prepared for us,
所以今天如果我们要得到神为我们所预备的,
there is no other way apart from being obedient to God.
就除了顺服听从神, 没有其他的方法。
God is the creator and he is our father.
神是创造的主, 祂是我们在天上的父。
And on our part, we must submit ourselves to him.
我们, 应该将我们, 的全部 来 奉献给神, 来听从他。
We look at a verse from the book of Romans.
我们请看罗马书,
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
We read verse 28.
请看28节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力, 叫爱神的人得益处, 就是按他旨意被召的人。
When we read verse 28 carefully,
如果我们仔细地看28节,
Here we know that God has the power to give what we need.
我们可以看到神他有能力来赐给我们所需要的。
He can cause all things to work together for our own good.
他可以叫万物都互相效力, 使我们, 为了使我们得着益处。
In fact, this is a great, great promise of the Lord.
事实上这是神极大的应许。
Wherever we are,
不管我们是谁,
whatever circumstances we may be in,
不管我们遇到什么状况,
the promise of the Lord is that we shall receive his goodness.
我们必然从神那里得着丰盛。
But here it says we must be those who love him.
但是我们就必须要成为爱神的人。
So to receive what the Lord has prepared for us.
所以要得着神为我们所预备的。
Especially the goodness from God.
特别是神为我们所预备的。
Then we must make sure that we are those who love God.
我们要就要确定我们是神所爱的人。
If we say we love God.
我们要成为爱神的人。如果我们说我们是爱神。
We must be, Christians who abide by the commandments of God.
我们就必须成为一个顺服真理的基督徒。
We must be people who truly worship Him.
我们要成为一个真正来敬拜他的人。
Let's look at an example.
我们请看一个例子。
We turn to Psalms 119.
请看诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇。
We read verse 67, and then we read verse 71.
请看67节跟71节。
67 and 71.
67节71节。
Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word.
我为受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
Verse 71.
71节。
It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes.
我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
I think these two verses are very, very familiar to all of us.
这两个经节是我们所非常熟悉的。
Here the writer talks about how he was afflicted by God.
这里诗篇的作者提到他怎么样从神那里受苦。
Even when we look at these two verses carefully,
如果我们仔细地看这两节，
In time of affliction, God's providence is there.
在受苦的时候，神的预备就在那里。
What is the providence of the Lord here?
神预备的是什么呢？
God has prepared this afflicted person to keep his word.
他有为了这个受苦的人来准备遵守他的话。
So when this person is afflicted,
虽然这个人受苦了，
he is made to think about his situation.
他却可以来想他今天的境况。
He need to think about his relationship with God.
他就必须要来想他与神的关系。
So that he can improve himself spiritually.
这样他在属灵上就可以更加长进。
In this case, this person knew that he must keep the word of God.
这时候这个人他学习到他要遵守神的话。
Verse 71 is similar
71节
to the one mentioned in verse 67.
71节也是类似67节所描写的情况。
In affliction, God has prepared him to learn his word.
在受苦的时候神却预备他要来学习他的律例。
I find that sometimes it is difficult to learn the word of God.
有时候我发现学神的话是困难的。
When we talk about learning the word of God, we are not talking about in a format of a seminar.
我们当我说学习神的话，并不只是从这种讲习会来学习神的话。
We are talking about putting the word of God into good use.
我们所说的是将神的话在我们生活当中好好的行出来。
Sometimes we find it very difficult to learn.
但是我们发现这样有时候非常难学。
But God loves us very much.
但是神非常爱我们。
He made use of different situations to drive us to learn our lessons.
他用不同的情况，不同的环境来让我们能够来学习他的话。
So that we can draw close to him.
因此我们可以更亲近神。
Let's look at one final point.
我们看最后一点。
We turn to 1 Corinthians.
请看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书 chapter 2, 第二章，第三章。
Chapter 2.
哥林多前书请看第二章。
We read verse 9.
请第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
哥林多前书第二章第九节。
But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of men, the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
If we read through this chapter,
我们如果讲第二章读过，
From verse 6 onward, here it talks about the wisdom that God wants to show the world.
第六节之后就提到神要向世人来 彰显他的智慧。
Because here Paul talks about the wisdom of God in a mystery.
这里提到保罗说神的智慧是个奥秘。
The hidden mystery, which God ordained before the ages for our glory, for those who believe in Him.
是神在创世以前预备使我们得到得荣耀的智慧。
In fact, none of the rulers of the age knew about it.
事实上在人的历史上各种的人各种统治者都不晓得这个智慧。
But it has been prepared for us.
但是这个特别是为我们准备。
Here again, here it says, prepared for those who love him. For those who love him.
提到是向为爱他的人所准备的。
If you look at our life,
如果我们看我们的生命。
Deep in our heart, we have the urge and the desire to love God.
在我们心底我们有这个我们真的很想来爱神。
But sometimes we see that our character, our carnal side of our character may oppose our actions of love towards God.
但是我们看到我们的行为品性有时候却不是一个爱神的表现。
We know that in order to understand this wisdom of God,
为了要能够明白神这个智慧
we must deal with this carnal side of our character.
我们必须要来明白我们这内心的这个软弱。
We read verse 14.
请看四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
第二章十四节。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
然而属血气的人不领受神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
So in order to fully understand the mystery of God,
所以要能够完全能够来明白神的奥秘。
Not only we pray for understanding,
不止我们在祷告中来祈求。
Not only we search into the scriptures diligently,
不仅我们努力的来查考圣经。
I think most importantly, we must subdue our carnality.
最重要是我们要将我们的罪性来胜过。
So that the spirit within can work fully.
所以圣灵可以在我们身上完全的来彰显他的能力。
So that the spirit can fully give us the wisdom that God wants us to know.
所以圣灵才能够真的将神的话神的智慧来让我们明白。
I find that this is very difficult to do.
我发现这非常难做到。
We know that there are two laws in us.
我们知道我们身上有两个律。
They oppose one another.
两个律互相的征战。
Today, if we want to put the word of God into good use,
我们今天要将神的话在生活上行出来。
We know that when the word of God is fully put into good use,
当我们知道我们将神的话行出来
then it becomes very effective in our life.
它就成对我们生命有极大的功效。
We become overcomers in this world.
我们可以胜过这个世界。
This is what the Lord has prepared for us.
这就是神为我们所预备的。
But in order to do that, we must subdue the human side of our character.
为了要能够彰显这份能力，我们就必须将我们的血气把它战胜。
If that is fully subdued,
如果我们能够战胜我们的血气，
then we find that the spirit is given the space within to work mightily.
我们就可以发现在我们身上有地方可以让圣灵来彰显他的能力。
Sometimes it is not that the spirit doesn't want to work with us.
有时候并不是圣灵不愿意在我们身上做工。
We all have the Holy Spirit.
我们都有圣灵。
But the Spirit, it seems, cannot magnify His great power.
但是圣灵在我们身上却没有办法彰显他的能力。
Because we suppress the work of the Spirit.
因为我们我们压住了神的工作。
The natural man within suppresses the work of the Spirit.
我们的罪性，我们的这个血气压制了神的工作。
So we must ask the Lord for help.
所以我们必须向神来祷告祈求。
Allow the Spirit to work.
我们希望神的圣灵在我们身上做工。
So that we can put to death the carnal side of a character.
所以我们可以将我们的情欲致死。
May God help all our brothers and sisters here.
愿神帮助我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹。
I pray that our brothers and sisters here can receive what the Lord has prepared for us.
我希望每一位都能够得到神为我们所预备的。
God has prepared a lot of graces for us.
神为我们准备很大的恩典。
But we need to do our part.
但是我们必须要尽我们本分。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们请唱诗。
152.
152首。